President Obama trying to build on the momentum after his address this week. And in his weekly address, he shows concern over a new report on insurance.
We can expect that about half of all Americans under 65 will lose their health coverage at some point over the next 10 years. If you're under the age of 21 today, chances are more than half that you'll find yourself uninsured at some point in that time. And more than one-third of Americans will go without coverage for longer than 1 year.
All right, so meanwhile, the Republicans are accusing the president of paying, quote, lip service to bipartisanship in the health care battle. And in the weekly GOP address, Texas Senator John Cornyn explains why his party was so unimpressed by the president's words on Wednesday.
So the president gave another big speech this week to try to turn his numbers around. But instead of talking, the president and congressional Democrats should spend a little more time listening. At town halls and public events across the nation, the American people are asking the right questions about health care reform. They're asking, how can Washington lower health care costs by spending trillions of dollars more over the next 10 years? How can Washington cut $500 billion from Medicare without reducing benefits for seniors? And how can a new government plan keep insurers honest when our existing entitlement programs are riddled with waste, fraud, and abuse?
Space Shuttle Discovery with a perfect landing out west. It landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Look at it. Always a beautiful sight. Seven astronauts wrapping up successful 13-day resupply mission to the International Space Station. Now, it also installed, we've been talking about this for a little while, that Colbert treadmill, which was named after the Comedy Central host Stephen Colbert. He won an online contest.
All 50 states have now been hit by the H1N1 virus. Health officials say the most widespread flu activity is being seen in the southeast right now. This is the start now of the traditional or seasonal flu season, but the CDC says the H1N1 flu virus, or swine flu, hasn't gone away since it first surfaced in April. Now, the regular flu shots are available right now. However, the H1N1, or swine flu, vaccine isn't expected until mid-October.